No. Shh. John and I were talking about this, and it's true. It is. There are 5 levels of drinking.
6, if you live in a trailer park.
But never mind that now. We will deal with 5. See if these sound familiar. Level 1. It's 11 o'clock on a weeknight. You've had a few beers. You get up to leave because you have work the next day, and one of your friends buys another round. One of your unemployed friend. But here at level 1, you think to yourself, well, oh, as long as I get 7 hours of sleep, I'm cool.
Level 2, midnight. You've had a few more beers, and you just spent 20 minutes arguing against artificial turf. You get up to leave again, but at level 2, a little devil appears on your shoulder. Now you're thinking, hey, I'm out with my friends. That's important to me. What am I working for anyway? These are the good times. Besides, long as I get 5 hours of sleep, I'm cool.
Level 3. 1 in the morning. You've abandoned beer for tequila. And you've just spent 20 minutes arguing for artificial turf. And now you're thinking, our waitress is the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. No, you have no idea. Because at level 3, you love the world. You feel so good, on the way to the bathroom, you buy a drink for the stranger at the end of the bar just because you like his face. And you start getting drinking fantasies like, hey fellas, if we bought our own bar, we could live together forever. We could do it. Waylon, you could cook. But at level 3, that devil is a little bit bigger. And he's buying. And you're thinking, well, oh, come on. Come on now. As long as I get 3 hours sleep and a complete change of blood, I'm cool.
Level 4. 2 in the morning. And the devil is bartending. For last call, you ordered a bottle of rum and a Coke. You are artificial. This time, on your way to the bathroom, you punch the stranger at the end of the bar just because you don't like his face. Now you're thinking, our busboy is the best-looking man I've ever seen. You and your friends decide to leave right after you get thrown out. And one of you knows an after-hours bar.
Oh, no.
And here at level 4, you actually think to yourself, well, long as I'm only going to get a few hours sleep anyway, I may as well
stay up all night!
Yeah! That'd be good for me. I don't mind going to that ethics committee looking like Keith Richards. I'll turn it around. I'll make it work for me. Besides, once I get 31 hours of sleep tomorrow, I'm cool.
Level 5. 5 in the morning. After unsuccessfully trying to get your money back at the tattoo parlor.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But I don't know anyone named Roxy. At this point, even the devil is going, I gotta turn in. No, I have to be in hell at 9. I've got that brunch with Hitler. I can't miss that. You and your friends wind up across the state line in a bar filled with guys who have been in prison as recently as that morning. At this point, you're all drinking some kind of thick blue liquor, usually used to clean combs. A waitress with fresh stitches in her head comes over, and you're thinking, someday I'm going to marry that girl. And one of your friends stands up and screams,
we're driving to Florida!
Oh, shit.
And passes out. You crawl outside for air, and you hit the worst part of level 5. The sun. The sun. You weren't expecting that, were you? You never do. And you walk out of a bar in daylight, and you see people on their way to work or jogging. And they look at you. And they know. And they say, who's Roxy? Look, folks, let's be honest. If you're 19 and you stay up all night, it's like a victory. It's like you beat the night. Yeah. You remember that feeling? Yeah. But if you're over 30, man, that sun is like God's flashlight. We all say the same prayer then. Say it with me now. I swear. I will never do this again. How long? As long as I live.
And some of us have that little addition.
And this time, I mean it.